Several offensive team records were shattered by the Abbotsford Canucks in the club's historic 8-3 win over the Henderson Silver Knights on Sunday, March 17. Abbotsford's power play, which has been near the worst in the All for most of the season, exploded for a record 5 goals. The Canucks went 5-for-6 with the man advantage, and it breaks the previous mark of 4 last accomplished on February 16, 2022 against the Bakersfield Condors. The vibes were high last night. pic.twitter.com/effendreek. Abbotsford Canucks, at Abbey Canucks, March 18, 2024. The 3 power play goals in the first period is also the first time the team has ever scored 3 times with the man advantage in one period. Forward Atu Ratu, who entered Sunday having gone 7 straight games without a point, caught fire offensively and collected 2 goals and 2 assists in the first period. That also set a new team record for most points in one period. The previous record was 3, last done by Linus Karlsson on March 2, 2024 against the Condors. And with that, we've got another franchise record. Mark Gatcombe's second goal was the 5th power play goal of the game. The most in a single Abbotsford Canucks game. pic.twitter.com/phlqcjbczz. Abbotsford Canucks, at Abbey Canucks, March 18, 2024. The 8 goals ties a team record for most goals in a game. The last time Abbotsford scored 8 goals was on February 11, 2022 against the Manitoba Moose. The 5 goals in the first period also ties a team record last achieved on December 21, 2023 against the Ontario Reign. The offense came early and often for the Canucks on Sunday, with Karlsson opening the scoring just 51 seconds into the game. Ratu made it 2-0 just 9 seconds later, and then he made it 3-0 at 5:16 of the first. Aatu Ratu goals star struck pic.twitter.com/erwinoakley6c. Abbotsford Canucks, at Abbey Canucks, March 18, 2024. Henderson's Brendan Brisson got the visitors on the board at 9:54, but Tristan Nielsen replied with a power play goal at 12:58. Sheldon Dries added another power play goal just 84 seconds later. Silver Knights forward Grigory Denisenko scored the period's 7th and final goal at 16:26. Abbotsford's offense kept coming in the second period, with goals from Arshdeep Baines and Mark Gatcombe, and they led 7-2 after 2. Brisson and Gatcombe added goals for their respective teams in the third. Mark Gatcombe leaving a mark on his 100th game. pic.twitter.com/6viktga5df2. Abbotsford Canucks, at Abbey Canucks, March 18, 2024. The Canucks outshot Henderson 29-21, and several Canucks had multi-point nights, including Ratu, 4, Philip Johansson, 3, Karlsson, 3, Gatcombe, 2, and Nielsen, 2. Canucks goalie Nikita Tolopilo made 18 saves for his 16th win this season. The win comes off a disappointing 7-3 loss to the Silver Knights on Saturday, March 16. Abbotsford's Aidan McDonough opened the scoring at 6:39, but then Henderson scored 6 consecutive goals to lead 6-1 by the third period. The Canucks then got goals from Max Sasson and McDonough again in the third before an empty net goal from the Silver Knights. Related, Abbotsford Canucks outsnarled by Henderson Silver Knights on Top Dogs Night. Saturday saw Tolopilo yanked for the second time in his career after allowing 5 goals on 23 shots. This meant the first in-game action for third-string goalie Zach Sachenko. He made 4 saves on 5 shots in relief. The club sits in 6th place in the Pacific Division with a record of 3-1-2-3-4-2. The Canucks next travel to Winnipeg for games against the Manitoba Moose on Saturday, March 23, and Sunday, March 24.